going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Perhaps they will wait another hitter or so. Doesn't matter.
Eli White, deep to left for Gibbons.
Eli, baby!
That was a bomb that he hit. I mean, that was, you know, what he's done. I'm happy for us and Eli that he got to experience that. It's not hard. It's not hard or easy to be a bench player, role player when the at-bats are sporadic and all that. I mean, you got to understand your role, how you prepare. I mean, he's still taking ground balls in the infield every day and all that, just in case. It's a hard job.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for us.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Yes.
I'm happy for the White family. I'm happy for the fan in left field that caught that ball.
He knocked the hell out of that ball.
I'm happy for the eighth inning right now as it relates to the Atlanta Braves.
You said it.
As they are just an absolute wrecking crew in the eighth. And I'm happy for the homestand. They went 5-1 on it.
Yes.
They needed it. Bryce Elder was really good yesterday.
Yes, he was. Thank you, Bryce.
Yeah. No, it was everything they needed. And yeah, man, good for the Braves. Come home, got right a little bit, and clawing their way out of that hole that they dug themselves on that West Coast trip to start the season.
But that's something we talked about, was just, you know, winning series and everything like that.
That's right.
It's going to be a gradual process of getting yourself out of that hole, like you said. And it was good to see them get that win yesterday. But, Andy, they got a shortstop problem. They got a big shortstop problem here. Obviously, the relief pitching and all those different things like that. But, yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't like either one of these guys anymore.
Oh, you don't like Nick Allen?
No, not really.
He was 2-for-4 yesterday.
Not a big fan of him.
Made a couple okay plays. He looks.
I don't know. There's something about him.
Is it the glasses?
I think it might be.
Is it the stature?
It might be the glasses.
We were watching the other night, and my wife said, "How old's that guy?"
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Probably in his 20s, like most of them.
Yeah.
He's like, he looks like he's about 13.
Yeah, not a big fan.
Well, I don't think he is 13.
I think they need.
Well, what's your beef with him?
I don't know, Andy. I just have one. I can have a beef with somebody and not have a reason. All right, this is me. This is me. I can have a beef with people.
But why today? He went 2-for-4 yesterday.
I don't know. It's one of those things where, he did. He went 2-for-4. He just has no impact on his team, in my opinion. You know what I mean? He just does.
But is he better than Arcia, though?
I don't know.
He might be.
I don't know. Because Arcia is like, is he pouting? He got his damn starting job took from him and everything like that. So
he's a platoon shortstop.
But he's always been that.
Who?
Arcia.
Well, he's been starter for 2 years.
I know that, but I think my assumption when he was brought to this team was that he was going to be a utility guy, you know? But, I mean, he played well. And
what did he
like
beat
that?
Out Grissom, right? A couple years ago in the spring? Because we thought Grissom was going to be the starter, and then he beat him out. We're like, all right, what's that? And then he was an all-star.
He was an all-star.
I saw
Grissom on a documentary. He said that he still has that edge, that itch, or he has that World Series feeling. Like, he knows what it's like to win a World Series and wants more.
He was on the team.
Technically, he does have a ring.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to know.
He said he has that. He wants that feeling again.
So what are you suggesting?
I can't. There's no suggestion. I just spoke my piece.
You just said you don't like
here.
Him.
Yeah, they're going to be here. I can spoke my piece. You know, there's nothing that's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, Eli White, I mean, whoever that is, he's going to be the starting shortstop probably for the rest of the season. I understand that.
Well, I think they'll go back and forth.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it. That's it.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like platooning. I don't like platooning infield.
No, it's not good.
You know what I mean?
It's not good.
I just don't like it.
The only thing I like about it is we don't have to watch Orlando Arcia play every day. That's the only thing I like about it. Because last year, by the end of the year, it was like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's not a major league level hitter. Okay. I guess the defense, the excuse was that it was making up for it.
Yes.
But it wasn't, because he was up in a lot of big moments, and right. he was you know, he was letting the team down.
Right.
Nick Allen is at least like a, he's like a replacement level hitter.
Replacement level hitter. I think, yeah. Did I read that yesterday Eli White had more RBIs on that one home run than both of them combined?
Then both of who combined?
The shortstops combined.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't surprise me, no.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, no, it's not going good from that position at all. Yeah. But they won. They won the game.
The most important thing.
Yep.
They got the dub. Now they're on the way out to Arizona, going back to the West Coast. Let's hope that this is a much more pleasant trip than the last one when we were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. 10-7 since that first road trip, though.
Yeah, so, man. I mean, like,
playing some reasonable baseball.
Dude, that was the biggest thing before we got out the air last weekend. Last Friday was, we were talking about this series coming up, this weekend series with teams that you're better than. Go out there and take care of business. Like you said, climb your way back out. They're what, 10-14 now?
10-14.
10-14. Yeah. So, yeah, right, heading in the right direction.
Yep. We'll get Mike Conte in here in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some NFL draft with him as he is anchoring the draft coverage tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear from the man who's making the pick himself, Terry Fontenot.
I would say we wrapped up with the coaches kind of middle of last week, and you have the board set, but the hay's never in the barn. You know, the board is set right now, but you're continuing to gather as much information as you can. We've got more phone calls and more. You do everything you can all the way down to the wire until you're making that pick. So the board was set last week, and yet we're continuing to work through it.
Yeah, I mean, it's set, but it ain't final, you know, because of the teams in front of you. And, you know, and even if you want to move up or something like that, or some guys, it might be a possibility where you're like, there's no way he's going to get to 15. Like, oh, damn, he's sitting right there in our lap.
Right.
That's not set. And right. So they got the names on the whiteboard, Andy. That's what it is right there under each position and things like that. But, yeah, no.
You get a nameplate so you can slide it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's a cool board, too.
I think that of all the stuff you don't think that much about in sports, really, beyond the games and the coaching and stuff, I think draft – preparation would be really fun. I think being a part of that team,
right,
playing
right.
out all the scenarios of like, all right, we're picking 15th.
Uh-huh.
This is everything that's before us. Let's come up with as many different iterations of 1 through 14 possible.
Yes.
To try to be as ready as we can for 15 as possible. I don't know. That part of it just seems like it would be pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man, because the thing with it is it's so changing because a team might pick somebody like we were talking about earlier in the show, like, one team might look at a player this way, another team might look at him even higher. Well, and you're like, hold on, what the hell? You're about to say Michael Penix.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Because I know that the Raiders are happy as hell with Brock Bowers. They wanted Michael Penix.
Oh, yeah. Think of how many different draft boards got thrown off by the Falcons doing what they did at 8 last year.
Like, whoa.
The Raiders, most specifically, they were like, wait, what?
What?
We should have jumped them. Yep. We didn't buy it. Because by the time they did it, they had to have gotten some whisper, right? Like, nah, Falcons aren't taking Penix at 8. No. They just signed Cousins for $100 million.
Right.
They wouldn't do that. They have too many other needs. They haven't drafted an edge rusher in a decade.
Yeah.
No. They did it.
Yep.
And, well, here we are. But, yeah, no, that part of it seems like it would be fun. And that you're right. I mean, something unexpected or two or three things unexpected will happen before the Falcons pick at 15. Hopefully, for our sake and theirs and everybody listening, that pushes guys that we want and they want down to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. Maybe somebody gets quarterback happy and jumps in front of them. Maybe. Or maybe they're the team that somebody wants to jump up to get quarterback happy. And they're able to move back and acquire some more assets and get a couple, you know, a pick or two more tomorrow. When Terry Fontenot talks about the hay not being in the barn and still making calls and all of that, what calls do you think are being made right now by him? Is it more trade up? Is it more trade back? Is it more, how can we move Kirk Cousins over the next couple of days? Like, what's the leading phone call being made by Fontenot right
now? I think probably, I would probably say moving back. Yeah. I would probably say second would be moving up. I think Kirk Cousins is the last thing comes to mind. Unless, you know, because I think a lot has to go with the teams drafting, and three specific teams drafting, I think, dictate what happens with Kirk Cousins. Obviously,
yep.
Cleveland.
Yep.
Obviously, Pittsburgh. Those two teams. And the reason I say that is because, like, Kirk has a no-trade clause. He has said what he wants. So if Cleveland comes back in the second round and drafts Shadur or Jackson Dart, he don't want to go there, right?
Right.
Say, for instance, if Pittsburgh does, he don't want to go there.
How late does the guy have to be drafted for Kirk to be comfortable?
I don't know. I don't know.
you know what I mean?
That's the thing about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me these two teams are going to draft first-round quarterbacks, he don't want to go there.
Right, and that's not it. Right, yeah, exactly.
And these are his words. Right. He said he don't want to go there.
If the Browns shock everybody and take Shadur second overall tonight,
right,
then they're off the board. They're off the Kirk Cousins board,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody is very happy, and then they get Travis Hunter because of that. And then somebody else is also very happy because they get Abdul Carter because of that. But, yeah, I mean, that would throw kind of a wrench into it. I think the Steelers will be off the board for him by the end of the day today, if not by the end of the day tomorrow. Like, the Steelers are going to get a quarterback in the first three rounds of the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the biggest thing with the Steelers, because they don't have that too. Because they traded away. They traded away for DK Metcalf. So they don't have that too. So right there, they're at one. And when you talk about trying to get back into the first round, they don't have a lot of ammunition unless they're giving away next year's stuff to get back in and get a Shadur or somebody like that. So, yeah, I mean, I look at it from a standpoint where if you listen to pundits who do this thing and study and have sources, real sources that they talk to, it seems like Shadur might slide. You know, back to where Pittsburgh might be, or maybe, you know, I can see a world, and I remember we talked about it last week, I can see a world where Cleveland finds a way to get him and Travis. Shadur and Travis on their team, somehow or another, tonight. I don't know, in a crazy world, you know, because I always go back to what Houston did. We remember when Houston needed a quarterback and a premier pass rusher.
Yep, they got them
both.
Two
and three, you know, and it worked out. Now, you're going to have to give up to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it worked out for him.
You never know. But I just don't want that for those guys. You know? I just want Travis Hunter to have success in the NFL.
That's it. You don't want the Browns to benefit from it?
Well, they won't.
Oh, okay.
If Travis Hunter gets drafted by the Browns, somehow he won't be good.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? He seems like a can't-miss prospect.
He is.
But they're the Browns.
Yeah.
So, you know? Just somehow maybe they could not draft him. You know? Can they just skip?
No. I'm just curious, like the Giants, because the Giants seem like it's like
just
okay,
don't take Travis.
If the Giants aren't going to take a quarterback, which it seems like they're going to, and then they just traded and signed Brian Burns, then they just drafted Thibodeau.
Yeah, that was 4 years ago now, wasn't it? 3 years?
I think it's three.
Yeah,
and then you have this young Abdul Carter.
Can't have enough
with big boy in the middle.
Yeah. Get him.
Lord, have mercy.
Get him. You might be able to win some football games with Russell Wilson at quarterback.
Hey, 6-0?
Yeah, whatever.
9-3.
Back to his early Seattle days.
11-5.
Yeah, win those games 10-9. Wow.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who cares? Yeah. You know what I mean? Just win some football. Yeah, no, if Abdul Carter's there for them at three, they have one of the meanest defensive lines in football on paper for sure. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti is going to join us. We'll talk some more draft with him as he is a part of the three-headed monster tonight with Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer covering the draft right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't go anywhere.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.